For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. A college town like Clemson ought to be awash in students right now. Instead, well, you know why it's not. And Sudarshan Sridharan isn't happy about that.
I came back to Clemson and I saw the Wednesday of spring break that the whole town was a ghost town. I'm talking to my friends. They're just devastated.
A lot of Sridharan's friends work or worked in those restaurants that make up so much of Clemson's downtown. When the pandemic shut down nightlife and then daylife, Sridharan's friends were cut off entirely from their incomes.
They lost everything that they possibly could have had, and they're sitting there going, bro, I don't have $60 to eat.
And the restaurants weren't very far behind where his friends were.
I called the Chamber of Commerce. I called City Council. I was like, how much liquidity do we have? Most restaurants didn't even have a pay period worth of cash on hand, right? So that's about 2 weeks.
Sridharan hung up the phone and asked himself a question. How can I help? His answer was Save Maps, Save Mom and Pop Shops. It's a tech solution that allows supporters and would-be patrons to buy online gift cards. Sridharan describes it so.
Save Maps is a not-for-profit online directory that enables people to buy digital gift cards from their favorite restaurants. And for the restaurants that don't have the infrastructure to issue and sell gift cards online, we provide all of that and process payments for them.
Sridharan takes great pains to emphasize the not-for-profit nature of the business. Its website flat out states, we make no money from this website. He just wanted to help restaurants downtown, where he lives, stay in business. And the idea for Save Maps grew from things he saw on social media.
I saw that people were hosting aggregation platforms for gift cards in New York and in California. And I was like, okay, this works in New York and California, but Clemson doesn't have that infrastructure, doesn't have that technology. So it was more about how do we help Clemson? What's the solution we can build?
Sridharan says he's not actually a tech guy, though he did put together what the platform for Save Maps would be, in exceedingly short order, by the way, so that he could present his idea to the Clemson City Council and the Chamber of Commerce. He says they were immediately behind the idea, so he reached out to his fellow students for some tech help.
Jack Feinstein, he's a freshman at Clemson. He's a brilliant coder. He helped build the whole website, and we put together a team.
The team's elegant solution to a problem touching every corner of life right now has a secondary benefit. It's upscalable.
And all of that really helped us to get off the ground, help drive a few thousand people to supporting local Clemson businesses. And once that happened, we started getting requests from students who were in Charleston or in New York, but they wanted to see their cities and their towns added. And so we slowly started making our way across all of South Carolina, Clemson, Greenville, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Columbia. And now we operate in a whole, I think like 15 cities in South Carolina.
Save Maps operates in 5 southern states and in New York and Pennsylvania. The 19-year-old entrepreneur says he's being careful not to grow too much too fast because he doesn't want something that's been helpful to cave in under the weight of its own good intentions. He learned lessons like that from running 2 other companies, one to consult on cryptocurrency and blockchain processes, and the other a virtual reality viewing platform for esports. He says those enterprises have taught him how to fail, but how to fail with that most entrepreneurial perspective that doesn't really see failure as failure.
I think the main success to this was running it like a business and really organizing everything rather than trying to take this from a less organized or more unofficial approach. So I think it was that past experience that really helped out here.
You can find out how to support small businesses in communities across 7 states or register a business to be listed online at savemaps.io. Reporting from Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.